Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus is more. Jesus is more.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Jesus is more. Jesus is more.
Ooh, yeah.
Jesus is more.
Everybody wants a hero. Everybody needs a friend. A shoulder to lean on. Everybody needs a helping hand. Well, you ought to try Jesus. Said it's just a prayer away. See, he can make your burdens lighter. Turn your midnight in the day,
yeah.
He's so much more than a healer. When you're feeling kind of down, that is more than able. I don't want no healer. Turn your life around. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
With more, only Jesus,
more than a miracle,
to change my
life.
Don't you know He made me right? Now I can do all things.
Jesus, I love
You.
Whatever you may go through in life, you can make it if you try. Remember, the power's not in you, but it's all in Jesus Christ. He can fight your every battle. Oh Lord, He can win the fight. Just call Him when you need a friend. Be His all in through the night. Oh, there ain't no secret when my God
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurture. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask and encourage you to invite others to the call as well. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Patrick Medlock. I strongly advise that you stop whatever it is you are doing, you find yourself a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, Brother Medlock will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Medlock, you are on the air.
Thank you, Danielle, and I bring you greetings from the Spring Hill Road Church of Christ in Tallahassee, Florida, where it all comes together spiritually. I'm so appreciative of each and every one of you who've made the conscious decision to come and be a part of this particular devotional on today. Danielle, I want to continue to thank you for the stalwart effort you put forth every morning to do this hosting. I want to thank Brother Bradshaw for not only covering for me yesterday, because yesterday what happened is I ended up visiting a member in the hospital that she was just admitted the night before, and they have COVID restrictions, so you can't go at the times that you normally might be able to go. I mean, it was very, very restricted, so it just so happens the time I needed to was the time I was also scheduled to be on the air. So, Brother Bradshaw, thank you for being willing to switch days, and that member seems to be faring very, very well. So in fact, she usually listens to this broadcast on when I do the Facebook simulcast on Tuesdays. But again, I'm appreciative of each and every one of you. Hang on. Everything okay out here? What we got, pal? Okay. I apologize for that. My wife is seeing a bug, and I think the dog is going to take care of it for me. But I apologize for that, guys. All right. I want to take you to 1 Peter chapter 2 on today, and I want you to look at verses 18 through 20. And the title of this I'm calling Credit. I'm calling it credit. When we think of credit, we usually think of that which is bestowed upon the financially savvy, those who pay their bills on time, have taken out credit, not spending more than above your means, and being able to, in some cases, be able to pay off full bills at the end of the month, or at the very least, pay your minimum payments. But the idea of credit that's listed here in 1 Peter chapter 2 is a bit different than that, because it's really not just to the financially savvy, but it's also to the spiritually savvy. King James uses slightly different words, but I'll let you kind of read it, and then you can kind of get the sense as to why maybe the New American Standard calls it credit, whereas the King James calls it glory. New American Standard says, "Servants, be submissive to your masters with all respect, not only those who are good and gentle, but also those who are unreasonable. For this finds favor if, for the sake of conscience toward God, a person bears up under sorrows suffering unjustly." Here's what inspires the title. "For what credit is there if, when you sin and are harshly treated, you endure it with patience? But if, when you do what is right and suffer for it, you patiently endure it, this finds favor with God." So the idea of credit in the King James, in that same verse, if you look at verse 20, it says, "For what glory is it if, when ye be buffeted for your fault, ye shall take it patiently? But if, when you do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable with God." So if we were to look at spiritual situation, and this situation is very, it's very applicable to how we view circumstances and situations in the workplace, because it's speaking of servants. And so a lot of times when we've seen Paul and Peter reference servants, meaning those indentured servants, those slaves that existed in their day, that we oftentimes like to equate and apply these principles to the workplace. And so I'll just ask you, have you had circumstances and situations where people were doing you wrong, where you were caught on the wrong side of the office politics, where somehow you may even have been unjustly accused and even unjustly disciplined? If that has happened, a lot of times you have lots of recourses. You can quit. You can decide that I'm going to fight it with every fiber of my being. Or there are times when, even though it may be unjust, and let's face it, sometimes bosses make unjust decisions, that the Bible says you can get credit. There is glory. There is favor when one decides they can just take the wrong, be patient, endure the affliction, suffer the hardship, and yet still be faithful to your job, still be respectful to your boss, still show positive regard with your fellow coworkers. The Bible says that there is favor, that such is thankworthy, that such gives glory or is worthy of glory, or that you, in essence, can get credit for it. Some of you may even be able to say that as a result of such behavior, you have a pretty high credit score spiritually because you've taken lots of wrong. You've been more than patient. You've shown the positive regard. You have been the bestower of mercy. You have been the peacemaker. So when you see these types of things being laid out, it kind of says to you, maybe I don't have the best credit score financially, but I'm wondering whether or not God, who is writing all of these things in the book of life, is giving us a pretty high credit score spiritually because we have plugged into the fidelity of being patient with wrong when wronged, still respectful even to bosses who have been disrespectful to you, and shown the positive regard that we oftentimes may struggle to do with any and all of our coworkers. What credit is there when you sin and are harshly treated? But if you do what is right and suffer for it patiently, and you patiently endure it, this finds favor with, even if your financial credit score is not where it needs to be. I encourage you today, if your credit score spiritually has not been what it needs to be, take the time to go to work, or as you deal with, if you're retired, as you deal with your family, be patient with them. When they do wrong, don't feel that you got to get them back, but endure it. This is acceptable. This finds favor. This is thankworthy. This gives you glory and credit. Let us pray. Father in heaven, I want to thank you for this day. I want to thank you for the many blessings that you've given us. And as we continue to live and move and have our very being in you, please allow it so that we are able to have the credit score spiritually that you would have us to accumulate as a result of our continuing to show, quite frankly, the love and the kindness and the endurance that spiritual people have amongst themselves as well as amongst others. Help us to continue to be supportive of this ministry. Continue to endow Brother Bradshaw with the health and the strength to be able to do his ministry in the ways in which you would see fit. Thank you for Sister Danielle, as well as others who are playing, maybe playing roles behind the scenes to put forth this ministry. We want to bless you, ask you to bless everyone that's on the call, those that are part of the Grace View Church of Christ, both the one in Anderson, South Carolina, as well as this one here in Stone Mountain, Georgia, as well as others that may be part of this broadcast from other places like Tallahassee and Detroit. Father, just help us all to be everything that you would have us to be and allow us to have a high credit score spiritually today, and not just today, but every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.